Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And once again, that's the sound of rock cracking, and we're getting right on the edge of the end of June, and July's beginning. We're glad you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. We've heard rocks crashing down and falling. We've had some stunning election results. And I'm telling you, I had to record this show before we heard about the Mississippi Senate race. So I'll have to talk about that next week. But this week, we are, what I told you in the last show, we're going to talk about the emails from Lois Lerner, the IRS scandal. And it's getting more scandalous. And that's what we're going to talk about on today's show. And also, guess what? There's two senators. Let's see. I don't know. They're not the dynamic duo. I don't know what you'd call them. Let's see. Well, we got Senator Bob Corker, from a Republican from Tennessee, and Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut. Well, guess what? They want to raise your federal gas taxes so that they can help put money into the current federal gasoline fund to pay for transportation. And we haven't had a tax increase since 1983 on our federal taxes. Now, many states have put a lot on the gasoline taxes, but the trust fund they use to help rebuild our roads, build roads, and help on bridges, they keep borrowing money from the general fund, not borrowing, they just yank it out of the general fund and push it into the trust fund. And guess what? They can't manage it well enough, so they say, let's raise your taxes. Well, we got to talk about that, and I've got a solution I've told you about before, and I'm glad Senator Corker, Senator Murphy has brought it up, and we'll talk about it on today's show. First, let's get cranked up about Lois Lerner. If you're a Lois Lerner, what would you want to hear? How about this? She's gonna leave you well done. Hot, hot, hotter than hell. She'll burn you like a midday sun. Yeah. Hot, hot, hotter than hell. You know she's gonna leave you well done. Well, that was Kiss singing hot, hot, hotter than hell. And I believe Lois Lerner believes she is hot. I believe she thinks that she has played the devil, and she has won, and she is scot-free. I think she's going to go scot-free because she knows that she quoted the Fifth, and now any kind of emails have been thrown away, done away with. Can't get them. Is that we've been told that the hard drive was recycled. What does that mean? Oh, it's thrown away. It's unrecoverable. It's gone. Well, that is something that Lois Lerner is smug, and she thinks she has won today. And I think she knows she has allies within this administration. And you know, it really perplexes me how Congress cannot get a hold of things. And if she is actually scot-free, and because there's no way to prove anything against her, then somehow, some way, I pray that there's somebody that will tell the truth. And you know, she couldn't just throw the hard drive away by herself. And if it's more than just Lois Lerner, what does that make it? I don't like to use that word because everybody go, oh, you can't have another conspiracy theory. But if somebody more than Lois Lerner is involved in getting rid of the evidence, there is a conspiracy. First off, we read about Senator Hatch, Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, and a top Republican on the Finance Committee. And he said, quote, we've been informed that the hard drive has been thrown away, unquote. And it's incredible. The IRS wants us to believe. They want us to understand that all the Lerner's emails, they were only stored on her personal hard drive. I mean, is there no backup systems in the IRS? Is there no way there's other servers? It's just one hard drive? You know, it's hard for me to fathom the IRS. The IRS. They said, well, we had a crash and we lost everything. Can you believe there's not a server somewhere? And it said, it went on and said, it's not only that Lois Lerner emails were crashed and they've lost them all, but it's employees in the IRS. And it happened just when we need to get the emails from those times. Huh. What do you think about that? Well, let's ask Chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Darrell Issa. He didn't buy it. He didn't buy that, you know. And he said, quote, the lost emails when they were announced last week, he said, quote, if the IRS truly got rid of evidence in a way that violated the Federal Records Act and ensured the FBI never got a crack at recovering files from an official claiming a Fifth Amendment protection against self-incrimination, this is proof their whole line about losing emails in the targeting scandal was just one more attempted deception. And that's what Darrell Issa said in a statement to the Fox News. And he went on to say, official records like the emails of a prominent official don't just disappear without a trace unless that was the intention, unquote. So, conspiracy? Did she do it all by herself? How could other servers in the IRS, how could they get rid of emails without help? Lois Lerner wouldn't know all the servers. She wouldn't know the backups. There's something that's stinking to high heaven on this case. And the latest news we got before this, we had to tape the show, says that the professionals, they may never get a chance again because the IRS has even said it's criminal investigators who specialize in rebuilding hard drives to recover hidden information from criminals were unable to restore the data back in 2011. Wow, would you believe that? Why? They were unable to restore the data back in 2011. How many times has the IRS been investigated? What is this scandal about? And how many times have been before Congress? Why haven't we been told this, that they were trying to restore back in 2011 and there's no way to get them? Why are they telling us this in 2014? Why? Inquiring minds want to know. Wouldn't you like to know? Well, Doc Holliday would like to know. And I'm telling you, there's more to this than we are hearing, and there's more to the whole IRS scandal. We told you a couple weeks ago, the IRS pleaded, they were found guilty. I don't know what they pleaded, but they were found guilty by a federal judge saying that they had leaked out information that is a criminal act. And now they're being sued by the National Organization of Marriage for doing that. But we see a pattern growing at the IRS. Who thought that you couldn't trust the IRS? They were the big bullies, the big kids on the block. They were not just regular government employees. Anything they saw, any people could see people's personal finances and what they everything about their lives financially. And so everything was hush-hush at the IRS. You couldn't divulge anything, couldn't be political, and everybody respected that until this administration got a hold of the IRS, and now what can you trust? How can you trust the IRS? And we're seeing these things happen time and time again, and our president says there's nothing there, let's go on, and then we find out, well, The emails can't be restored. The hard drive has been thrown away. Why didn't you tell us that last year? You've known it all this time. You've known it. Did it take another year to scrub down everything? Did it take some time for Eric Holder to make sure everything was scrubbed down? Tell me what the National Security Agency has. They've recorded everybody. They got my information, your information, everybody's information, storing it. Where's Lois Lerner's information? Did you get the CIA to go in there and clean it off the National Security Agency's files? Did you do that? If the White House did that, is that not more than a conspiracy? Who could order that? Who would have the authority to order the National Security Agency scrub the files of Lois Lerner? I would like to know that. We didn't even know about the National Security Agency knowing everything about Americans, where our internet habits are, where we're surfing, what we're doing, our emails and where to go, and copies of everything, server after server. Nobody knew about that, but the president did, the White House did. I don't know if Lois Lerner did, but I know this, she thinks she got off scot-free. There is no sympathy for the devil from this point of view. And Doc Holliday's saying, we do not need any more of wasting time. It's time for a special prosecutor. If Eric Holder can't see this, he should be forced out. The Congress, from the Democrats and Republicans, should be demanding the truth. And I don't hear anything out of Democrats because they're scared to death. They're going to get licked in November. And I'm telling you, if they don't stand up for truth and don't stand up to get the IRS cleaned out, then there's not a single Democrat running that should be reelected. They have a duty to the American people, a duty to American citizens, to make sure what this government is doing is fair for everybody in America. Lois Lerner is not above the law, and if anybody helped her scrub down those emails and get rid of the hard drive, they should be prosecuted. This administration should be held accountable. It's time to find out the truth, and it's time for the press to unleash their dogs and stop playing footsies with the White House. And that's Doc Holliday's take on this email and the IRS scandal. I'd like to know what you think. You can email me. Go there on the front page, click on an email, and tell me what you think about it. But we've got to get something going, because we are languishing in a whole sea of lies and deception. And that's not good for America. It's not good for our children and the future of this country. The IRS, as far as I'm concerned, you can abolish the whole thing. Get rid of the IRS. Let's get to some kind of VAT or fair tax and get rid of the IRS. Our economy would explode with new growth, because how much money and how much time and effort do you have to spend for the IRS, for the government, for nothing other than making sure you are in line with all the tax laws? And you have to hire people, because it gets harder and harder every year to figure out what the government wants. And we haven't even started the Obamacare complexities that's going to be put right into the IRS system. So that's the emails, the scandal of Lois Lerner. We got to know the truth. And I appreciate you listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm glad you're listening. Let me take this time to remind you, you're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. Now, they got some great shows. Toady Newt Gingrich got a show there. Go to webtalkradio.net. Check out Newt's show. And, again, a lot of good shows there. So we're glad that we are on the air with webtalkradio.net. And another thing I want to tell you about Rock Splitting Politics, it's more than just a show. We got a book. And you can go on the front page there, order the book, click on my website, and you can order the book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And one thing we find out when you read that book, you'll know that every liberal needs to read it, every conservative needs to read it. Not everybody's going to agree with everything in any book, but I'm telling you this, there is a movement that's growing across America that people want to stand up for truth, stand up for patriotism, stand up for this country, because we love our country. We love our children. We don't like to see our country falling into chaos, falling into decline, and we What do we teach our children? What's America about? Is it not standing up for freedom? And we see freedom suffering defeats across the world. If it's Crimea, in the Ukraine, Georgia a while back, and that's just a few of the places. Look what's happening with the great, whatever they call the Arab Spring. It's gone to the Arab Winter. And our president, what is it his fault? Well, who pushed out Mubarak? Who pushed Mubarak out of Egypt? Who helped get the Muslim Brotherhood in? Who hated the ouster of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt? Well, I tell you what, when you have somebody that doesn't seem to give a rip around the rest of the world, seeds are being sown that is going to go against our economy. It's already working against our economy. Look at gas prices. Look what's going on in the Middle East with Iraq and Iraqi oil. Look what's going on, chaos in places from in Mexico, on the border of the United States. Children, minors coming across because they've been told you come across and you get the Dream Act if you're a child. Don't come as an adult. How many young people are being abused? How many are being killed, raped? It's unbelievable what this president has caused by his words and his actions. The deeds of this administration is setting seeds that is harming people. Better believe it. If you're not ready for leadership, you shouldn't ask for the job. President Obama asked for the job, and he is losing as a leader. It's not leadership. It's leaderless. It's leaderless. And that's what we're getting out of this White House. In a minute, we're going to talk about this Senator Bob Corker, Senator Murphy, and they put together one Republican, one Democrat, want to raise your federal gasoline taxes. What's Doc Holliday saying about it? Well, I'm going to tell you that in just a minute. First, listen to this sound bite right here.
That's another situation that appears to have caught the administration flat-footed. And finally, let's look abroad. Now, at least one of the five Taliban commanders that was released played a key role in Al-Qaeda's plans leading up to the attacks of 9/11. The White House thought the American people were going to cheer when the president released these terrorists. I think his misreading of the American people is fairly shocking. And with terrorists marching toward Baghdad, we've asked the president for a strategy to reverse the momentum and spread of terrorism. I heard a little bit about Iraq yesterday, but the White House has known for months about this situation in Iraq. And when you look, it's not just Iraq. It's Libya. It's Egypt. It's Syria. The spread of terrorism has increased exponentially under this president's leadership. And, as you may recall, after the last election, I said that I hoped that the president would seize this moment and take the lead. And here we are, a year and a half later, you look at this presidency, and you can't help but get the sense that the wheels are coming off.
Well, that was Speaker of the House Boehner, and John Boehner from Ohio. And many times he's upset me, some of the actions and things he said, but the Speaker of the House Boehner just nailed it on the head. I'm telling you, the wheels seem to be coming off. And it's not fun to look at this White House and say the wheels are coming off, and because it's America we're talking about. This is our president. And why do we have to put up with two more years of the world going into chaos and the president worried about where he's going to play golf and how many millionaires he's going to be able to play golf with? It's an elitist who's loved by people who thinks they're getting hope and change. They're still hoping. And we've got so much change, it's killing the world. Terrorism is growing. It's on the move. Where was Joe Biden? He was such a foreign expert and said, make him vice president and he'll help this president. Where are you, Joe Biden? Why don't you help the president? Or maybe you are helping the president, and that's the reason it's double chaos. Well, I said we're going to talk about Senator Bob Corker and Senator Murphy out of Connecticut, and it's time to do that. So Let's move into the last segment of our show for this week, and it's talking about our elected senators from Tennessee, Connecticut came up and said, you know, it's time that we spend some money on our trust fund, our highway trust fund. Congress has had it. It doles out money to states. It's the Transportation Trust Fund. Everybody said, well, you know, we have shovel-ready jobs. You remember that phrase, shovel-ready jobs? And we had the almost $1 billion stimulus when President Obama got into office. Said we got to rebuild bridges and roads. And there was a little bit of that, but not a is $1 trillion almost. I said $1 billion, almost $1 trillion, $1,000 billion. It was somewhere around $800 billion. And they were supposed to be for shovel-ready jobs. They weren't there. They weren't ready. And now they're wanting to raise taxes. Congress will misuse money and they'll say, we got to have more money and raise taxes. And Senator Cork is a Republican. And Senator Murphy is a Democrat. And they say we got to, their bill would hike the gas tax to say 6 cents each of the next 2 years. And then index it to inflation from then on. But that's an ongoing tax that will keep getting higher and higher. And what happens? Well, Congress, the more money you give them, the more it's misspent. Why can't we get some kind of a good for the money we're putting in now? Why do you keep running out? Well, one of the things that I've said on this program, and what I wish you would call, our listeners, call Senator Bob Corker and Senator Chris Murphy and say, Doc Holliday has the best rebuilding of roads and transportation strategy. And I mentioned it a couple months ago, but I'll tell you again, this is what I call Doc Holliday's American Prosperity Act. You remember that? Well, you can go back and listen, but I'll tell you, for those who are new listeners and those who haven't been listening, don't want to go back to the archives, the American Prosperity Act. Very simple. It's a law you can put on one page, not 2,800 pages like Obamacare, but we'll get more prosperity out of a one-page law, and it will help rebuild the roads in America. It will help rebuild the bridges, their infrastructure. And what does it do? Oh, hush, hush, it raises taxes. Hello, Doc Holliday says raise your taxes. Well, I will after we save you a dollar on every gallon of gas. Now, what would you like? Well, what I propose, and this is what it'd be easy to put on one page, is say when the America's gasoline goes below, we can pick a number, say it's, right now I'm paying about $3.40 a gallon for gas, and it's probably going to go up with this Iraq chaos that the White House has just ignored and let it grow. But going back to the American Prosperity Act, Doc Holliday style, what I would just simply say is we put in a law, we find an agreeable point. It might, you could even, if you want taxes sooner, go to $3.25. But for every time, every gallon of gas under $3.25, when gas gets below that, every other penny will, down to $2.25, every other penny will go to a federal gas tax. And if you want to let the states in on it, if it's coming from their state, maybe they get some more of it. But the bottom line is this. Get a number, $3.25. And every time gas goes down a penny, all the way down to $2.25, you know, the government gets a penny, the people get a penny. Government gets a penny, the people gets a penny. If gas goes up, government gets less, people get less. But for a whole dollar range, that means if we can drive the price of gas down to $2.25, the government get 50 cents. 50 cents. I don't care. Because the way to get the price of gas down is to give the Americans an incentive for business, for our personal ingenuity, we can get the price of gas down. The government is what's propping it up, and this administration wants us to pay more like European wages, European gas prices. And what we need is American ingenuity, American energy to explore our fields, explore our lands, use fracking, and let's become the most energy efficient nation, not only efficient, but proficient in being able to get energy out of the ground. And we can drive the price of gas down, and as we drive it down, we'll get to rebuild more roads, more bridges, and even though it's like a gas tax hike, it's not hiking for what it is. It's hiking from a lower price. And so it's a good tax increase because we're lowering the prices to get it started. And as it keep driving it down, you'll still get every other penny. You get down to $2.25, then we'll cut the government out. It's all in your pocket, in my pocket. But what does that do? American Prosperity Act. Because what I'm telling you, as we drive the price of energy down, then what happens? The cost of goods being shipped, it goes down. When the cost of goods being shipped goes down, other things go down. You can lower prices. We can do better. You can get better bargains in the stores, better bargains where you go to work. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, how do we drive the price of gas down? There's a lot of ways. Some of us getting rid of regulations. Some states have too many regulations. We can work together state by state and say, how do we get the price of gas down? Because we'll get something good for the consumers, good for government to get money to build bridges and rebuild roads and build new roads. It happens to be a good thing. That's why it's called Doc Holliday's American Prosperity Act. Tell Senator Corker, tell Senator Murphy, there's a better plan. The only people that might balk at this plan are some environmentalists, and they say we don't want to use gasoline at all. That's okay. There are electric cars. Let the environmentalists drive the electric cars. Let them have them. That's okay, all of the above strategy. But don't stop Americans for driving the price of gasoline down to help everybody. It helps the poor more than anybody. The working poor, the ones I see here in Mississippi, in other states, it's the working poor has to put the gas in their tank and drive to work sometimes 30 and 40 miles, 50 or 60 miles, gasoline. It's a big cost to the working poor. So we will be helping our fellow man, those who want to work, get them gas that's less. Get them gas that's cheaper. Let's get the price of gas down. We can do it by getting rid of regulations. We can do it by finding ways and letting Congress explore ways. And that's why I said we got a one-page bill. I don't say how to get the price of gas down. It's up to the ingenuity of our government officials, of our private enterprise, of our private citizens. It's a combination of working together. Hey, whoever thought of that? Working together to bring the price of gas down so the government gets some new taxes, but only when we're saving money. And if the price of gas goes up, it may. If Iraqi oil being put off the market, terrorists taking over, you don't know when the price of gas it will go up, but that's why you set this in stone, and that's why you want your foreign policy efforts to help keep the price of gas low. That doesn't mean we can't keep working on fusion and can't work on new energy projects, but what it doesn't mean, we get a shot in the arm of our economy all the way around. It's a good thing. Doc Holliday's American Prosperity Act, one page, that's all it takes, should be supported by Republicans and Democrats. And now you know why I said that Senator Bob Corker, Senator Murphy, there's a better plan out there. And that plan comes from right here, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Look forward to talking more about the elections next week. And we're going to tell you some things you won't hear anywhere else. Listen to us right here, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.